Hi, my name is Jessica Seeger, and I am the Facilitator of Learning Innovation at Dripping Springs Elementary School. I'm so proud to say that this podcast was driven by our third through fifth graders as they discuss questions that stem from the hashtag BeKindOnline movement. We are discussing digital citizenship within our Center of Learning and Innovation, and specifically talking about the power of our words and how we can each be kind and end cyberbullying. So I hope you enjoy their thoughts and comments throughout the podcast.
Hi, we are the fourth grade students in Ms. Marr's class. We will be discussing the topic being kind online. We will start with our first question.
Hi there. The first question is, what should you do if you are hurt from something you said online? What steps should you take? So I think you should first walk away, shut down the game, and maybe report them on the game, and then also tell your parents.
Great answer. I agree. I will answer the second question. How do our words used in messaging or gaming affect people? I think they affect people because you can't see their face, so you don't really know how they mean it.
Interesting topics. Thanks for your response. I'm going to answer the third and final question. What are ways I can be kind online? You could not post pictures of mean things about your friends, and just don't say anything rude online and choose your good wording.
Great answers. Thanks for listening. We appreciate your time. Stay tuned for the next class thoughts on our topic.
Hi, we're third grade students in Ms. Galassini's class. We'll be discussing the topic Be Kind Online. We'll start with our first question.
Hi there. The first question is, why do we want to encourage students to be kind online? Because if we're kind online, we can help students be encouraged and help them do better in school.
Awesome response. I will answer the second question. Should the whole school be committed to being kind online? How would that help our school community? It would help our school community because some people might not take it as a joke, unlike you, who actually takes it as a joke. They might take it really seriously.
These are all great answers. Lots to think about. I'm going to answer the third and final question. What are ways I can be kind online? You can just, encourage people and, help them when they're feeling really discouraged and help them out. And give them lots of kind feedback.
These questions pose great topic discussions in our community and home. Stay tuned for the next class's thoughts on our topic.
Stop recording.
Hi, we are third grade students in Ms. Washburn's class. We will be discussing the topic hashtag Be Kind Online. We will start with our first question.
Hi there. The first question is, why would you want to encourage students to be kind online? Because it would lift them up, not bring them down.
Awesome response. I will answer the second question. Should the whole school be committed to being kind online? How would that help our school community? It will be awesome.
These are all great answers. Lots to think about. I am going to answer the third final question. What are ways I can be kind online? Ways that I can be kind online are by thinking before I tweet.
These questions pose great topic discussions in our community and at home. Stay tuned for the next class thoughts on our topic.
Hi, we are fourth grade students in Ms. Moore's class. We will be discussing the topic of hashtag Be Kind Online. We will start with our first question.
Hi there. The first question is, what should you do if you are hurt from something said to you online? What steps should you take? Step away from the computer, take a deep breath, and go tell a trustworthy parent.
Great answer. I agree. I will answer the second question. How do our words, use messages, or gaming affect people?
Well, it depends on the topic. You could be saying something that other people might think rude while you say it. Like if you're saying, hey, so you need to step up your game. You don't know how it would affect other people. They might think that they're really bad at the game.
Interesting topic. Thanks for your response. I'm going to answer the third and final question. What are always I can be kind online? Say good game to be bull that lost in the game.
Thanks for listening. We appreciate your time. Stay tuned for the next class's thoughts on our topic. Bye.
Okay, good. Hi, we are students from Ms. Bamel's class. We will be discussing the topic hashtag Be Kind Online. We will start with our first question.
Hi there. The first question is, what is the focus of the movement? Hashtag Be Kind Online. What does that mean? What is the focus of the movement means how is this impacting other people and children in schools and online?
I appreciate your thoughts on that. I will answer the second question. What does empathy mean and how should we use empathy when we are online? Empathy means putting yourself in someone else's shoes. So, like, if you say a rude comment online, pretend like you're in the person on the other side of the screen getting that comment. That would not be very nice.
I agree with you. Great topic. I'm going to answer the third and final question. What are some specific ways you can be kind online? Always get permission when you post a picture and don't post rude comments. That can be considered as a rude comment.
Thanks for listening. We appreciate your time. Stay tuned for the next class's thoughts on our topic.
Hi, we are fourth grade students in Ms. Crowder's class. We will be discussing the topic hashtag Be Kind Online. We will start with our first question.
Hi there. The first question is, what should you do if you are hurt from something said to you online? What steps should you take? You should stop, walk away, or tell an adult or someone you trust.
Great answer. I agree. I will answer the second question. How do our words used in messaging or in gaming affect people? Well, people are not really saying it. So when you, like, say it, it's like when you type it in, it's going to be like, and it's a mean. It's kind of like rude because you're not saying it in a difficult voice.
Okay, thank you.
Interesting topics. Thank you for your response. I'm going to answer the third and final question. What are ways I can be kind online? If someone posts just a picture of their dog or like they're just standing there, I'll say that is a very cute dog and you are looking very pretty today.
Thanks for listening. We appreciate your time. Stay tuned for the next class's thoughts on our topic.
Thank you for watching and taking your time. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Hi, we are fifth grade students in Ms. Hamilton's class. We will be discussing the topic hashtag Be Kind Online. We will start with our first question.
Hi there. The first question is, what is the focus of the movement hashtag Be Kind Online? What does it mean? Well, hashtag Be Kind Online means to be kind online to other people. I appreciate your thoughts on that. I will answer the second question. What does empathy mean and how should we use empathy when we are online? Well, I think we should use empathy when we are online by thinking about what we're saying and thinking about how the other people will think we said that.
I agree with you. Great topic. I am going to answer the third and final question. What are some specific ways you can be kind online? Well, you can be kind online by ignoring the trash talk and not trash talking back. And you can also be kind online by saying kind words and turning mean things into kind words.
Thanks for listening. We appreciate your time.
Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoy the third through fifth graders at DSE as they share their thoughts and reflections on this topic.